Proclamation number 3494 of 21st of July, 1945. Commandment of Love. And this is my commandment, that you love one another. Whose spirit is awakened should set a good example. He should practice love towards his fellow human being himself, because only through this can he prove his love for me and I can work in him. For my spirit can only express itself where there is love, otherwise the voice of the spirit will sound silently and thus go unheard. Whose spirit is awakened therefore also has the duty to pass on my gift with love. He must be constantly active and contribute to the spreading of what he himself hears through the voice of the spirit. For this is practicing love for the soul of a fellow human being who is in particularly great need and urgently requires help. Giving love in order to receive love is a constant cycle in the spiritual kingdom, thus also on earth for my servants who are willing to work for my kingdom. In offering my word, the human being acts in accordance with my commandment of love, for then he distributes what is absolutely necessary for the attainment of maturity of soul. He gives what he has received himself, what my love offers him, as often as he desires it. But spiritual hardship is worse than earthly hardship, and people urgently need help which, however, can only be brought to them by fellow human beings as long as they don't find the path to me themselves. But those who walk the right path to me should not carelessly pass by the erring or seeking souls. They shall call out along the path that they are heading towards the right aim, and they shall call upon the wayfarers to join them. They shall present me to them as the aim towards which all people shall strive. And they shall try to convey my word to them. This is the labor of love for the souls who must be offered spiritual nourishment if they are to reach their aim on earth. For the need is great. People not only suffer earthly hardship but also spiritual hardship. Yet the spiritual hardship is not taken into account, but increased concern for the body and its needs completely distract them from the care for their souls. And only through the mouths of men can they be informed of their task in life. Only through the mouths of men can my will be made known to them and they be taught love, for I myself am too far away from them for them to be able to hear me. And therefore you should practice love on them and be mediators through whom I speak to them, so that they will hear my word but can decide of their own free will whether they want to accept it as my word. But help must be brought to them in some form, for their spiritual hardship grows worse every day, despite suffering and tribulation, which they would have to go through and could remedy their hardship. Therefore practice love towards your neighbor by coming to the aid of his soul. Recognize the adversity and try to control it through constant instructions and indications of the near end. Take every opportunity to speak of my love, which also expresses itself in great suffering, because the latter is intended to lead people to me, because I long for my living creations which emerged from me, from my strength of love, which will never diminish and wants to be united with what I have created. But only love achieves unification. And therefore love should constantly be practiced wherever the opportunity presents itself to you, so that the spiritual hardship will be reduced first and I can then also remove people's earthly hardship. But without love no one can become blissfully happy, without love there is no spiritual progress, and without love there is no approach to me. This is why the commandment of love is the only and greatest, and my word constantly only teaches love for the neighbor, through which love for me is also proven. Amen.